Bobo.
Yeah, what up everybody, this is your boy DJ Dash from the Dave and Nash Show right here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Today I'm here all alone. It seems like it's gonna be the Dave Show instead of the Dave and Nash Show, but I'm just kidding everybody. Mr. Nash is not here today, DJ Nave otherwise not here today, but I'm gonna be pushing it and I'm gonna be introducing a guest presenter later on. But don't stay away, people, because it's going to be rolling up. It's going to be on fire. As always, we're bringing up the exclusive, and I'm going to be bringing up the exclusive with the grace, with the guest presenter right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. You know, we bring up the best. So you got to stay tuned in, everybody, because this show is going to be one of the best. Yeah, with your boy DJ Dash right here. Don't forget to go on our website and listen to more of our shows on www.activefm.co.za. Yeah, right there. I just hit a blank a little bit, but don't worry, I recovered. Yeah, I'm back again on my 2 feet, even though I'm sitting down. But everybody, you got to stay tuned in and go on Facebook and interact with us right there. Speak to us, communicate with us, and hear what we would also like to hear what you have to say about the show and what you think about the show. You get what I'm saying? So right now we're going to be having a whole lot of fun stuff right here. We're going to be discussing one of the most important topics of this time of the year, but that was just a clue of what we're going to be talking about. But look, you gotta stay tuned in because we got a whole lot more to talk about today, and we're gonna hear from our guest presenter today, as Mr. Nash is not here today, and it's gonna be a whole lot of fun. And this person that I'm gonna be bringing on is exciting. You know, this person's got a lot. I'm sure you know this person from The Funny Truth, because she laughs a lot. Yeah, now you got a clue. You got a clue. She laughs a lot. But you can catch us on Facebook, ActiveFM777. And you can catch us on Instagram, at ActiveFM777. On Twitter as well, at ActiveFM777. Don't miss out on any shows, because today we're going to be bringing out one of the best. As I have already said, this morning is pumped up. As you can tell that I'm energetic. I got them photo. But right now, it sounds kind of weird because I'm used to being with Mr. Nash in the studio. So right now, doing all this photo stuff, energetic stuff, then gazozo stuff, it feels all weird. But he's going to be joining us again next week, same time, same place right here. You got to stay tuned in because he's going to be back rolling it up on another level. Now, I think he overslept, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he has a problem of oversleeping, you know what I'm saying? So, but anyways, he's gonna come back refreshed, full of energy, doing it on another level. He went to pump some muscles right there to come back with some fire, with some gazozo. I sent him on a boot camp, you get what I'm saying? On a boot camp to go and get his muscles ready right there, so that when he comes back on fire. As you all know right here, in the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, we always give you the best music, you know what I'm saying? And so now you might be thinking, maybe you are the first time listener. Hey, the best music, what are you talking about? Every music that sounds good in my ears, the best music for me. But let me tell you, this music that we do right here on the Active FM, it inspires you, it encourages you, it uplifts you. You get what I'm saying? It takes you to another dimension of the spiritual level. You get what I'm saying? So that's why we're saying it's good music. Christ music is hot music. And you know, if you want to hear some more of what we're really talking about, so then you got to stay tuned in right here. As I have already said, Christ music is hot music. So you don't go any far, any further from this, because today we're gonna be speaking about the last push. Yeah, it is the last push. So I'm sure you got a clue of okay. Right now you might be asking yourself, what are you talking about, Dave? The last push? What do you mean? Look, there's something really hectic. You get what I'm saying? For some people, it's all about the mind, hey? If you're negative, well then, it's gonna be hard. But if you're positive and you do what you gotta do, then it's gonna be cool for you. So what are we talking about today? The last push. So well then, you gotta stay tuned in because we're gonna speak some more and we're gonna tell you some more. I'm gonna elaborate more on what I'm talking about when I'm saying the last push. There's something hectically happening this time of the month all over the nation and in some other countries as well. I think so, but all over the nation of Africa is happening and it's going down. Yeah, you gotta think about it. That's a clue. And then you're gonna hit me on Facebook, ActiveFM777, and tell me what it is. But I'm gonna come back with some more Kazozo, some Mambuto that's gonna get you pumped up. Pumped up. Yeah, stay tuned in, everybody. Listen up to the music.
Nah, we ain't gang gang. We Christ gang. Christ gang. Christ gang. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. I'm Christ gang. Get your life changed. Christ gang. Get your life changed. Get your life changed. Ah. Enigma. Enigma, mystery, mystery, volume one. Let's get to it. Duh. Devil shooting shots, I move through it. Me scared of the hood, I move to it. With my wife and my son, no vest, no gun. Just that word by my side, kill the flesh, murder one. Ah. Christ gang, rolling with the saints. Yeah, we bang on that 9-8, Shaq in the paint. Ah. Midnight hour praying on our face. We ain't ducking, we ain't dodging. Trying to step on every snake. Move by faith, I'm not of this world. Miling out of place. From the kingdom body on the earth. Minding out of space. Gotta seek his face. Thank him for his mercy. Praise him for his grace. Hell is real. Souls is on the line. Ain't got time for breaks. On my face. Praying for the real. Praying for the fakes. Praying for the saints that's being killed. Praying for the states. Man, they didn't say I went insane. My old days, I would bang no pity game. Heard the gospel and my whole life has changed. Took me to the church, baptized me Jesus' name. Took me to the back and then they started praying. I started praising, then I started speaking strange. Then that fire came inside me, can't explain. Just know a lion is inside me, can't be tamed. Cashed out, told the world, keep the change. Now I step up out of prayer, hit them streets like, watch me bang. We ain't playing, put respect upon his name. Y'all false guys, little G's, not the same. Oh, you fly, you a kite, he a plane. Trying to stop the move of God is like a fly against a train, Jesus. I'm a Christ gang, get your life changed. Christ gang, get your life changed. Get your life changed. Ah. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, these rappers sold they soul like it's special. In their music, they all tell you, living lavish, what they sell you. They against the Lord like rebel. People say it's just a symbol, but you hear them praise the devil. Coincidental, ha ha, nah. Laughing keeps it confident. Jesus said it down to the letter. You serve him or the treasure. They ain't bossing, we know better. Big chain slaving in a cellar. They just actors, not directors. Bow to their oppressors. They just chains grinding metal as a devil's dizzing pedal. We draw close to the Lord, so we know it looks sketchy. Not scared of the war, no cowards in eternity. Lord is my father, so his blessings are hereditary. Holy Ghost is the whole promise guaranteed. They say the streets full of lions, tigers, bears. That's cool, cause like David, slay them all, and we'll hit them giants too. No cowards in the kingdom, demons slaying like in doom. Have them laid prostrate, give them glory, that's due.
Ooh. 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 When we say Christ gang, we ain't talking about being out here in the streets acting crazy. Unless we talking about preaching Christ, preaching repentance, laying hands on the sick, preaching forgiveness. It's come from Philippians 1 verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How you gonna stop a team that wants to die? If we living, we living unto the Lord. And if we die, we die unto the Lord.
holla, 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 holla. I'm sure you enjoyed that song, huh? Say it. Yeah, admit it. You did. Because I did too. I was dancing all over the studio, right? Even the producers were like going down. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I'm not lying. Even though it wasn't in action, but yeah. You know, in their hearts, they're like, yeah, it's going down. Yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed that. Welcome back to the Dave and Nash Show. But today, it sounds like it's going to be the Dave Show. I'm just kidding, man. It's going to stay the same. The Dave and Nash Show right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, with a big smile on my face this morning. And it's an amazing, beautiful morning. And you got to be energized right now. If you want something that's going to get your energy levels high, you got to be on your best behavior. Yeah, you got to wake up with a positive mentality. You get what I'm saying? Don't wake up and already filling up your mind with some negative energy. No, don't release any negative energy, but pump yourself up and go out there and get what you gotta get. You get what I'm saying? So whatever it is that you are doing today, we're gonna be talking about the last push. So what I'm talking about when I'm saying the last push, but before I go there, just a reminder, I'm going to be having a guest presenter from, which is one of the Active FM presenters, Elise from The Funny Truth, and she's going to be joining us right here in the studio later on. But right now, I want to elaborate more on the last push. The last push. Yeah, matriculants. You got your answer already of what it is. If you guessed it right, yeah, well done to that. A round of applause. But right now, we're going to be speaking about the last push on the matriculants. And the matriculants are studying the exam nationally. They're studying the exams on the 24th. But initially, they're studying on the 23rd, which are some other subjects that we are not doing, that I'm not doing. Basically, let me say that. But I'm officially starting on the 24th of October and finishing on the 27th. Some's finishing on the 28th. But it's gonna be, this is one event or lifetime event where the nation is like looking and focusing and asking questions. The questions are being thrown at the matriculants. What are you going to do with your life after school? What are you going to do with this after school? Are you ready for the for the exams? Are you ready for your finals? Are you going to pass? We're expecting distinctions from you. You see, those kind of questions, and I know you relate to that, because to the international audience, that we are having our exams, our final exams, the last exams of high school happening right here in this month of October, and it's gonna be happening. Some of them are already shivering, but you shouldn't be shivering if you have already started studying. You get what I'm saying? So there's nothing to shiver about if you have already started studying. Because I had this other guy then in my class today, in fact on Monday, what am I saying, on Monday, I had this other guy telling me that, you know what, for the prelims, the third term exams, I never studied for any of the subject. I'm like, what? How could you not? You're messing up your opportunities again. It seems like he's got another year. But you never know, you get what I'm saying? If you push much harder, but come on, what chances are there if you never studied at all? So we're talking about the last push of the matriculants, and this is the final year. This is the one of the terms that bind everything, that bind the whole entire career of your high school, you know, or the whole high school career. This is the final. So what I'm gonna ask right now, are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? You gotta tell me. Are you ready for it? You know the platform where you have to respond to that question. Go to Facebook, as I've already said that. You gotta go to Facebook and respond to them. Are you ready? Or I think I'm ready, or I'm not ready at all. So you gotta be honest with this. But now, the advice I would like to tell you is that, hey guys, You gotta start. You gotta start. You should have started already. You should have started already during that week, where some of the learners from whatever grade one to grade 11 basically were on holidays, were still going to school. We're still going to school, pushing it hard. It shows how important it is. It shows how magnificent, how critical this term or these last 2 months are to the nation, because everybody is concerned. Because you might you can find a stranger, the person that you've never met before, asking you, "Hey, are you ready for the matric? What are you gonna do with your life after matric?" All of a sudden, you're concerned about what I'm going to do. You used to pass me each and every single day. You never asked me this question when I was in grade 11. But now you... No, it no means to be rude, but look, those are the kind of questions that you're going to start getting. Some of you have already gotten those questions already. Whether, okay, are you going to go to university? Are you going to go to a college? Have you applied yet? What are you going to do? Have you done some internships and all that stuff and all that... The questions are buzzing left and right, but the matter of the fact is that you yourself as a matriculant, you gotta be prepared. You gotta go in that exam room knowing that I have the full armor. You get what I'm saying? I'm fully prepared. I'm fully prepared to nail this paper. You get what I'm saying? Because now, if you get there with the mentality of like, whatever happens will happen, so therefore I'm just gonna push, roll with the time. That's not how it works. Remember, you reap what you sow. Yeah, if you sow a little bitinyana, 10% of the 100, that's what you're gonna reap. So if you sow maybe, let's say, 95 of the 100, well, that's great, that's awesome, but your aim should be above that. But right now, everybody, before we're saying any time, we're gonna get to the third segment. But without wasting any much time, we're gonna be having our guest finally. But right now, I wanna give you some sauce. I wanna give you some gazozo. I wanna give you something that's gonna get you pumped up, that's gonna get your levels high. But right now, everybody, listen up to the music. We'll be right back.
Come on.
Yeah. Holla back, everybody. Hey, this is your boy, DJ Dash. I promise you, our guest presenter is going to be here. And she's here from The Final Truth. Welcome, Elise.
Otherwise known as DJ Kiki.
Yeah, DJ Kiki. I see where that comes from. You can tell already. She started it. So you already have a clue of where that Kiki, DJ Kiki,
you
know, comes from.
I hate that name, you know, but I think it's actually getting a hold on me.
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't be surprised. It should be. Because you always kiki.
Okay, then.
Yeah. As I already said that Mr. Nash is not gonna be here, but you already know, yeah. So I got the awesome, lavicious lady from The Funny Truth.
Thank you, Davido.
She's gonna pump up the show. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna put it on another part. And another dimension. Hallelujah. You already heard that. Yeah, for more info, if you want to get more of what we do and what we're all about, go on www.activefm.co.za and get some more info right there. And as you all know, if you want to interact with us, where should I get us?
You can just put your face in the book.
Face in the book. I'm sure some of them are still asking themselves, what are you talking about?
Yeah, putting your face in the book.
Yeah,
yes.
Facebook.
Yeah, well, what do you call it? Technically.
Technically.
Yes.
Yeah, technically.
Challenge. It's disgusting. So, just put your face in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody, you're getting a clue of, or you're getting the highlights of how the show is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Because you're getting that face in the book. Oh, that's so creative.
Yes. Facebook.
Face in the book. All right. Yeah, on Active FM 777. You can get us on Instagram as well. At Active FM 777. On Twitter, at Active FM 777. And you can go on iTunes and download those shows right there for free, man. For free. Where will you get anything for free these days?
No way. Nothing's for my Allah, but this is for free. It's a joke.
Levels.
It's not true. Is it the truth?
Is it truth?
That's funny.
Like the funny truth.
Funny truth.
Man. Yeah, so to our guest presenter, so she's going to be giving us some advice of what I've already spoken about in terms of the last push, the matriculants, putting all the effort to get through this year. It's like, this is the final term. This is the final term. Like, forever. This is your last term to be in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, graduating from high school to tertiary. You know what I'm saying? It's like the business sectors, primary, secondary. Now you'll be going to tertiary sector. So right now, we're gonna ask, what advice could you give to the matriculants as they are facing this intense, extreme situation right now of starting with their finals, which will lead to the results, which are gonna be out on the 7th of January?
This is like levels. This is like, in fact, I think this is, I don't know, it's
unexplainable.
You know, the advice I can give, basically, you know, like, give it all that you have. Like, they say you only love once. It's just so, anyway, you only go through school once, so why not make the most of it? Yeah. Wow, like, when I look back and think about school, like, I would have put in more effort, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would have really put in more effort and, you know, so, but I will say, just give it your best, and let me just say, I just need to say this, because a lot of people put so much into it, not that there's anything wrong, but you know, it's fine to, you know, make mistakes, you know, that, you know, okay, it sounds wrong, but okay, I don't mean it in that way. All I'm saying is that it's not the end of the world if you do know, you know, like, the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, pupils actually committed suicide because they didn't get a certain
qualification
that they wanted and stuff. And now, where did they end up?
Mm.
you know, you can always do it. There's always another opportunity, you know. Yeah, just give it your best, and it's really not the end of the world if you don't. You can just make up for it and just know, learn from your mistakes. Yeah. Learn from what did you do wrong that gave you the results that you got that you weren't happy with. So if, for instance, you didn't do well in a certain subject, clearly didn't study that hard, or just then just study but harder, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, this sounds so wrong coming from me. But, you know, just give it, that's all I can say. Just give it your best, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really not the end of the world if you do not. There is another, there is more chances.
Yeah.
And like, if you Christian, like hopefully a lot of Christians listen to the show, but if you Christians, like if you Christian, you can't go wrong, because I mean, you got Jesus.
You got Jesus.
And when you have Jesus, you got the mind of Christ. So when you have the mind of Christ, you can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You really can't go wrong.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
That's real. But we also have these learners, we have this mentality of like, okay, I'm going to be involved in a career that does not need my matric certificate. Like, is there such a thing? According to the experience or the information that you've dug out, is there a career where you can go into without you qualifying in the matric? Yeah?
Funny enough, my father has been pushing me actually to go and do my matric, and I always just, like, my mindset was so wrong, because I always said, you know what, you can be, there's a lot of matriculants with distinctions and stuff that I know that still don't have jobs and stuff, and like there was a point in my life, like, in fact, the question that you're asking, I actually felt that, you know what, who needs a certificate or distinctions or whatever to sing, to be able to sing, you know? Because that was my big career, money-making plan, like, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to sing, and, you know, a shame. Unfortunately, we don't all get what we want, but rather be safe than sorry, you know? Because just have it for just in case, you know, like, it's never too late. Like, I can always still go and get my, I don't know, God must just give me the strength too. But I don't know that if you have the opportunity, if you have everything, like if you have it, if you are busy with it, don't give up, just continue in it. Continue in it, and you know, God will make a way. So there's no such thing as you don't, because like, if I don't have that mindset, like who needs matric to become a singer, you know? If I didn't have that mindset, I could have had my papers, but, you know, things worked out well for me, you know, by God's grace, but don't take the chance, you know,
You know, since you've touched, you touched on the fact that you didn't take your matric certificate seriously, having a matric certificate seriously, because you wanted to be a singer. That brings me back to the people that I normally speak to. Okay, you're doing this at school, you're doing like this, you're performing like that, but you're not showing the interest of improving. Why so? They tell me that you don't need the matric certificate to be a musician, to be a rapper and all that.
This is everybody's chasing.
That's the same answer that I get each and every single day. So now, would you say that a matric certificate is insignificant? Like, it's not important. It's that the kind of mentality that a lot of people are getting out there to say a matric certificate is not important to be in that particular career.
Well, when you have that opportunity of getting it, with all means, go and get it.
Yeah,
it's not insignificant. Well, I wouldn't say it's life-threatening not to have one, but like when you can, like if you can get it. Don't waste, because I don't know. To become a favorite musician in South Africa, you're either gonna need very strong booty or something, but don't count on that, you know. Not that I'm advising anyone in Jesus' name. But I mean, like, really, you're gonna be famous today, and then what tomorrow?
Who's gonna remember you?
Who's gonna remember you?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta post some something saying that, you know what, someone, Michael Jackson died a few years ago. They call him late Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then something that Madiba died last year or something or whatever. But then it says they call him late Madiba. But over 2,000 years ago, Jesus died and no one dares to call him
late.
Yes.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're going to be here for now and later on. I mean, really.
Like,
please.
Yeah, that's really, you know, interesting. That's mind opening.
Like, because yeah. I would like to think that I got a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I thank God that I never got, because I actually went to, you know, I did a lot of things. I did a live performance. I was in a live band, you know,
mm-hmm.
having gigs, clubs and stuff, you know. I had owners that actually just used me. They actually made music of my voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went for the auditions.
Mm-hmm.
I was at SS Got Talent by the Paramount. Like, there was audition 1 year and then I went and those things happened and I never got to. But you know what? I thank God that I never got to that point, because certain things would have happened that I might not have been able to get out of. You know, because there's certain things that you need to sacrifice to get it. With the weirdness that's going on in this world now, you have to sell your soul, you have to sell this. You don't get it just
for free.
You know, you don't just get it because you think you can sing so awesome. And I would like to really think that I can hit a note or something. But so don't, the people shouldn't waste their time and energy on that.
Yeah.
Really.
Because what a lot of young people what a lot of young people say is that, okay, just because Steve Jobs made it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, one of the South African rappers, Kespan Yovest.
Jack Sparrow, you all the...
I learned that he dropped out of school in grade 10. I was watching one of the shows where they were interviewing him, that he dropped out in grade 10. And a lot of young people look at that and say, okay, if he did it well, then I can do it as well. But not understanding that situations are different.
They're different.
In
the first place, interviews like that shouldn't go live, because, you know, let's face it, a lot of our young people look up to the stars and they want to become all stars, you know.
Mm.
Obviously, like, picture Beyonce had to say something like, you don't even need to work to get what you want, you know. What is a lot of young girls gonna think, you know? Not lucky, he's blessed if he could do it from dropping out of, but not everybody is that lucky.
Yeah.
So when you have that, be grateful, you know.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, it's an opportunity. Do it, take it with both hands.
Mm.
We all can't be famous, man. Who's gonna take whose autograph?
Yeah, if the whole world now, it's gonna be, okay, autograph,
you know,
autograph.
We won't even have groupies anymore because we're all famous now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. So it's matriculants out there. It's all about studying hard. It's all about working in order for you to get to the top. It's all about you putting the effort in there. Don't look at anybody else. You don't know how that person got there.
Yeah.
But you already want to be like them. Look around and work. In fact, investigate on your strengths and weaknesses and work around that. Okay, these are my strengths.
How can I
improve in that? Okay, these are my weaknesses.
How can I
improve in that? You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you've done the mistake. Like Elise said, you got to learn from your mistakes. You get what I'm saying? You got to learn from your mistakes.
But don't intentionally make them, you know.
Yeah.
So if it was a mistake, just learn from them.
And make it intentional.
Learn from it. That's foolish, right?
Yeah. So you have the opportunity right now to prove yourself, to prove to the nation that you can work hard and get to where you want to be. Because this is the first start of you achieving something great. Of you proving yourself that you can achieve anything out there if you put all the hard work. So you got to put on the effort. You got to put on the hard work and work as hard as you can. Study.
You know, because you know what? I believe it's also a way for Satan to attack our youth. It's like, through not having that education, like, you need to at least have some, you know, to get through life.
Yeah.
But so if Satan can prevent you from doing it, with all means he's gonna send fame your long your way or whatever for you too. But I would honestly encourage, like, don't sit with regret.
Yeah.
Like, really don't sit with regret. And we're not always that lucky. Like, God has really blessed me. Like, with me, like, I'm actually learning a lot of things, like, yeah, even working at church and stuff. There is God blessing me, but if I could, right, but I can't, unfortunately not. But I thank God, like, He's given me another opportunity. Like, I didn't finish because I had the wrong, stupid choices and decisions I made. Like, I've had many opportunities, like, to go back. And because I was so, you know, but yet God is so faithful, He's given me, but don't, if you have that opportunity, if you have it, take it, because not everybody is as blessed. Not everybody can financially, you know, put their children to matric, or there's children that can't even have, they don't have all of this, and we take having matric, we take that for granted. Because there's a lot of children that can't even afford crèche, I mean, simple thing like crèche. Yeah. So we take a lot of things like that for granted. It's an honor to be able to complete matric.
Yeah.
You know, it's something we can say, you know, I got matric, I got papers. Matric papers, you know.
But obviously, looking at that, yes, it's good that you have your matric.
Yeah, it's good.
But don't let that define
who you are.
Yes.
Don't let
it define your destiny. Because you have a purpose. You are created with a purpose.
Yes.
So now, with that purpose, you're going to reach it. If you abide in that, so that, okay, look, I'm hitting a blank right here. But what I'm saying is that don't let your matric certificate determine whether you're going to succeed or not.
Or not, yes.
Let the one who created you define your destination. Because now, if you're going to base everything on that matric certificate, and then it happens that you fail, you choose to end your life. Because I've heard of so many incidents whereby a lot of matriculants have ended their lives because they didn't make it.
Yeah. It's because they set it too high, and I was expecting they're going to think, oh, what are the people going to think? I went to the matric.
Matric dance. And then I stuffed it up all day, and then you know what I'm saying. So don't let your matric certificate derive you from your purpose, because God created you with a purpose to love Him and love people. You know what I'm saying. So you have a greater purpose right here that could take you to places. Because now even the Bible speaks about the fact that we should seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness and everything else. And I always elaborate more on this verse, because it doesn't say that, okay, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then I'll give you a car, I'll give you a house. It says, I'll give everything else will be added unto you. Everything else.
So that means if you're a Christian, if you study hard, God will give you supernatural wisdom and knowledge too automatically. That's because you're not just doing it, but because you're seeking His kingdom first. So people, you know what, funny enough that you may, a lot of people they love that scripture not just to get to the end so that everything else will be added, and not getting to seeking first the kingdom of God. So it's true what you're saying, Dave. Your matric is not gonna define who you are.
It's true that
it's not wrong to have education, but it's also not right to make it the end of all.
Like the base of the foundation, you know, exactly.
You know, if I don't pass, I'm gonna die. Oh, no, you're not gonna die.
So you gotta stick in there and work hard, everybody. You gotta work hard.
Yeah. Work
hard. Yeah, this is your boy DJ Dash from the Dave and Nash Show, sitting here with the guest presenter from the Funny Truth, Elise. DJ So right now, let's ask our guest presenter right here to send us to an ad break.
Okay, so guys, we're gonna be right back. So let us just enjoy some of the Christ music that we have in our awesome shows. The Dave and Nash Show. So we're gonna take a break. Christ music is
hot music.
Yeah.
Order your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze. Ablaze for Jesus.
Fallen and deserted in shame, where my heart was uncovered with no breath. Nothing in all creation could complete me, condemned in shackles of death. My choice was lost.
Yeah. Hello back, everybody. Hello back. It was an awesome segment that we had there with DJ Kiki from the Funny Truth. Yeah. It was an awesome. I'm sure all the matriculants out there, they are already encouraged and inspired and motivated to study hard and to put on all the effort. But don't base your life and death on that matric certificate. It's good that you make it through. It's good that you make it with higher marks. And if you are a Christian, it's good that you glorify God with that high performance that you're going to get right there. But now don't base everything on it, because now what if it happens that you don't, I'm not being negative, I'm not condemning everybody, but what if you don't make it and you've based your life on that? What's going to happen then later on? You got to think about such things. But right now, you got to find your real purpose, and that purpose is in Christ Jesus. You got to go in that hall or that facility where you're going to be writing, knowing that I got all the strength and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that's the whole main thing that we're looking at, is that you got to work hard. You got to do what you got to do in order for you to get there. Don't do the wrong things. When I'm saying you got to do what you got to do, now you're thinking of some other things, or doing some corrupt stuff and getting some papers, chucking them under the chair, and you start copying right there when you're writing. Hey, you're gonna get caught. Yeah, don't try that. There are cameras these days. Yeah, even when you're writing outside, there are cameras right there. You'll never know. Yeah, there are teachers that are scanning. So everybody, with that said and done, you get what I'm saying? You can catch us on www.activefm.co.za and interact with us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, and on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777. Keep on sharing these shows, download, share them with your community members, with the people, with your friends, with your classmates, with your workmates, and all everybody out there. You get what I'm saying? Get them spreading out there, because they are awesome shows. You can get more presenters as well, and with our guest presenter that we had right here, DJ Kiki, yeah, aka Elise. She's the funny lady, you get what I'm saying? But you can, if you want to laugh throughout, you get what I'm saying, having that bored day and thinking, okay, what can I do with my life right now? Yeah, go and check out the Funny Truth, and I've given you the website already to get those shows. And if you are using an iPhone, you can go on iTunes. Hey, that's great, man. It's awesome. I didn't expect that rhyme coming out of there. I didn't expect that line. But anyways, everybody, if you want to get those shows and you haven't and you cannot get a hold of the app or something like that, but you can also go to Play Store and get the Active FM app, where you will find all the streaming of the awesome, amazing Gazozo Field shows with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave right here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yeah, an Active FM where Christ music is hot music. So to all the matriculants out there, if this said and done, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Whether, no matter how many downfalls you've come across, but you gotta stand up and never give up. You're only a failure when you start quitting. You get what I'm saying? When you've quitted already. But now, without you quitting and keeping on fighting, you are a winner, definitely. You're gonna get to the top part. You're gonna get to another level. You're gonna get to the next dimension of this race. Everybody, you know, one of our teachers said, you gotta focus on three things during these finals. So it's the dream. These are the things that you're gonna encounter, that you gotta think about: dream, struggle, and success. So you gotta dream. In that dream, know that you're gonna meet up some struggles. You're gonna come across some struggles, and those struggles is you sitting there studying, and some things you don't get them, but keep on doing, keep on going through the struggle, because after the struggle, there's success coming through. You know what I'm saying? So never give up, keep on pushing, keep on doing what you gotta do, because it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. You got a greater purpose. God created you with awesome purpose inside of you to go out there and love people. And first of all, you gotta know and learn how to love him before you love people. So With that said and done, everybody, it was an awesome show, and it was awesome having you right here on the Dave and Nash Show here at Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Until next time, everybody, yeah, peace out.
God is with us.